This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Folks, for the sake of time, we got lots to cover today, so why don't you just check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, you can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, or you can go to Facebook, BradleyDean EE, or go to Sons of Liberty Media, or Sons of Liberty Radio as well. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Well, folks, here we are again today on the Sons of Liberty Radio, and I got a big honking smile on my face due to the fact that I've said this over and over and over and over again. I want people to understand that a prophetic message is either one that's received or it's rejected. And one of the things that you'll understand about the sonsoflibertymedia.com is that we stay the course. We don't get caught up into all these branches off the tree, or we don't run after the bones that are thrown to us by the state-controlled media. And the reason being is because we're staying the course by laying the axe to the root of the tree. First and foremost, what am I saying, Bradley? Well, when we look at what's going on in our country right now, for example, we're going to talk about this. I'm going to play some audio for you from Trey Gowdy talking about how he met Joe Biden. He doesn't want him to become the president, so therefore we should just throw impeachment off the table. That is about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life, friends. When we go to Article 2, Section 4, it states that the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for or conviction of treason, okay, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, folks. So the smallest infraction or violation of our constitutional laws, friends, they are an impeachable offense. Not to the point where we are today. And I'm going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. But for the sake of hitting the topic right off the beginning of the show here, I want you to understand, folks, Obama and Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration have been busted once again. Majority of Obamacare Facebook comments are far from less than 100 unique profiles. Here, let me explain. In February of 2013, Congressman Stockman, Republican Texas, accused the Obama administration of trying to advance their pro-gun confiscation agenda with fake Twitter messages. Folks, we found that over 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's account on his Twitters, his followers, has been contrived, fake, created out of thin air. They don't exist. Remember what I've shared with you in the past, going back to the message that I kind of set a premise on concerning a prophetic message. It stays the course until it's either received or rejected. Folks, he doesn't have the support they want you to believe that he's got. We know that one of the Saul Alinsky tactics is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Okay, and we found out that back during the DNC, Democratic National Convention, we remember that they had to move a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena. They couldn't give away free tickets, and they still couldn't fill up that little mini arena. And then we just found out recently that in Pennsylvania, that some one of the good guys out there, friends, actually took a panoramic picture concerning Barack Hussein Obama's, you know, he comes in and tries to help the left, as you know. And interestingly enough, even the left are running from Barack Hussein Obama. But what we found in Pennsylvania is when they took a panoramic, nobody showed up. They cut the arena 3/4 off. They kept a quarter of it. They tried to block the back so you couldn't see that 3/4 of the arena was not being used up. And then, therefore, they only had 1/4 of that arena. And so in saying that, in that 1/4 of the arena, we could see that 3/4 of it was empty. You know, the Bible tells me in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth. The wicked flee when none pursueth. We also know that Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to actually come in as a fundraiser or to help support President Barack Hussein Obama's reinauguration for his second term. We also know that Barack Hussein Obama could not get enough people in Washington, D.C. For his second reinauguration to actually fill up the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. Friends, that is unprecedented. We also know that in Wisconsin, that's a state away from Minnesota, where I'm at right now, interestingly enough, the state-controlled media lied to the American people again, and they told them that there was 18,000 people that came to support Barack Hussein Obama's second term. Well, when in fact someone did their homework, they went and pulled the curtain back and they found out that that arena only had 5,000 seats available. So this is how you are getting your information. Now, let me repeat what I said just a moment ago. In February of 2013, Congressman Stockman accused the Obama administration of trying to advance their pro-gun confiscation agenda with fake Twitter messages, calling it a phony spam campaign. And months later, it was revealed that nearly 20 million of Obama's supposed followers on Twitter were completely fake. And in the summer of 2012, it was confirmed by researchers at Barracuda. Now, here we go. The Washington Times is reporting that Obama's official Obamacare Facebook page may be following the same footsteps as his Twitter account. Of course it is. See, they have to put it up, friends, that he's got this support, because if you didn't believe that he had the support, he couldn't get away with what he's doing right now. Ask any dictator that, friends. How many people are actually in agreement with the dictator? Very few. That's why the dictator's got to rule by force, through totalitarian methods, you know? Through the barrel of the gun, said Mao Zedong. And wasn't it Adolf Hitler that said, before you can conquer a country, you must first disarm it? Isn't this administration trying to disarm you? Well, again, friends, if they had all of the support that you thought they had, then why is it that they're trying to disarm you? Why is it that he needs the illegal immigrants? Why is he trying to pass amnesty in defiance against being spanked just a couple weeks ago by the American people? Why is he doing that? Because he's hoping to get one over on you that will be so devastating that you're not going to be able to recoup. That's what this is all about. And again, this is the mercy of God, that you have a radio station and that you have a broadcaster. And I'm not giving myself accolades, but I thank God that someone's responding to the truth. And I know that there's many that are across the boards. But the fact of the matter is America, you need to wake up to your own dilemma. The dilemma isn't what it really seems to be. The dilemma is on their side once you realize freedom's on yours. You see how that works? You got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come right back to this and find out that Obama's doing it again, friends.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, I want to get to the core of that. Again, talking about laying the axe to the root of the tree concerning Obama's fabricated lies continuously since day one over the last 6 years, which is an impeachable offense the very first time he did it, but he's still there. The point is when we look at the fact that, well, and let me say it this way. When we look at Obamacare for what it is, as I've shared with you in the past, Article 1, Section 8 already tells us that Obamacare is already unconstitutional. We found out a week ago that one of the architects for Obamacare said that they had a lie to the American people and they relied upon the stupidity of the voters to get it passed. Okay, but again, here we are today now finding out he's lying about something all over again. See, that's what it means to add strength to tyranny, is to allow the crime to go on. And might I remind you, friends, that when you read the preamble of the United States of America, namely the Constitution, it says, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice." See, and justice is what's left off because people don't know what the law says. And so now what we're talking about is how Obama's trying to further his propaganda, his unlawful and unconstitutional Obamacare. And instead of just dealing with the issues by saying it's unlawful and unconstitutional, therefore illegal and constitutionally, we can look at it and say it's null and void. It doesn't apply here. Well, the conservatives have got you talking about it. But I just want to show you how it goes on and on and on and on again. It's all through a lie. Again, going back to dictators, friends. These things are just coming to my aid as I'm speaking to you now. They said that there was nothing behind Adolf Hitler. And it was interesting that nobody took the time to look behind Adolf Hitler. But yet he destroyed because the people fell for his lie. And why did they fall for his lie? Because they departed from a living God. Let me get back to my point. Majority of Obamacare Facebook comments are far from less than 100 unique profiles. So according to the Washington Times, Americans who went to the Obamacare Facebook page to talk about their experiences, give their opinions, and find out information on the latest round of enrollments is unconstitutional. It's pretended legislation. It's under false pretense, friends, that that bears Obama's name. However, while a person who might drop by and assume there's a lot of activity from many people across the United States concerning Obamacare, the reality is far from what meets the eye. Of the 226,838 comments that were made to the Facebook page from September 2012 to October 2014, 60% of those comments can be attributed to a mere 100 unique profiles. In other words, it's the same people posting over and over and over again. This is how the left operates. The Times went on to point out that Cindy Hinn, who is a California Obamacare supporter, has at least four Facebook profiles and commented an average of 59 times each day during a 60-day period. Now, while she claims not to have been paid for her posts, she has volunteered for the California Democratic Party and has been approached to be an Obamacare patient advocate, according to the Times. In other words, she's lying, too. So the Times went on to report that once they made it public that they were investigating the audience of the site, at least three pro-Obama commentators disappeared or deactivated their accounts. However, here's a few of the Washington Times findings. Wanda Milner has posted 4,695 times in the entire timeline evaluated, putting her in the top 25 commentators. Miss Milner, who is from Canada, told the Times that she was passionate about the issue and decided to activate it and to be active all on her own about it. She denied having any or being paid for her actions. She had nobody paying her to actually to be an activist in this particular situation, but said fake pages were created to mock her. She has liked many of Ms. Hinn's comments as well as those of pro-Obamacare protesters. Paul Nunley is an anti-Obamacare poster who made 2,316 posts in 60 days, ranking only behind Ms. Hinn. A retired veteran from New Mexico, Mr. Nunley said he dedicates his full time to the site to try rid of it and ridding it of misinformation. In the process of doing so, he's made friends with Ms. Hinn and other top posters and has engaged in online fighting, leading to multiple timeouts of his profile. Eileen A. Wolf from North Dakota posted 5,870 times in the entire period evaluated and 325 times in 60 days. She also used the account of her husband, James Wolf, to post prolifically under his name, Mr. Wolf said. Obama's former political presidential campaign machine, Obama for America, was the first political campaign in U.S. history to be transformed into a 501c4, a social welfare nonprofit organization. It was renamed as an organizer or Organizing for America, which makes the Obama lots of money as a slush fund, and that organization controls not only Obama's Twitter account, but also the Obamacare Facebook. So, lest you think this is no big deal, friends, consider how people behind the scenes are looking to control the flow of information to the populace. That's me and you. And also keep in mind, the New York Times came out and blurted the truth out in their confusion when they had told the American people last year that all information that goes to the populace, to the people in this country, that it's first vetted by the Barack Hussein Obama administration. Why is that so important? If the guy's telling the truth, he doesn't have to keep turning around, does he? You know, lying is like a big snowball that starts out small, but it gets bigger and bigger, and it gets to the point where you can't stop it. Richard Levick, chairman and chief executive officer of Levick, a public relations and strategic communications firm in Washington, D.C., said, "There has been a smear campaign since Adams and Jefferson in the early 1800s, and we're seeing the same thing here. We just have a new set of tools," is what he said. Sounds strangely Orwellian, does it not? But this tells us something about how they view people's response. Instead of appealing to the intellect and reason, these social organizers, and we all know that Barack Hussein Obama is an admirer of Saul Alinsky, a Chicago organizer, they seek to cut out opposing views and present the only thing that they think is best. Just listen to what Pete Metaxas, a computer science professor at Wesley College who studied social media manipulation in the 2012 election cycle, what did he have to say? He said, as social animals, we are influenced by our peers' opinions in many ways. In our research, we have seen political zealots, interested in the electoral results time and time again. They don't want to let chance or their enemies determine an electoral outcome. So they try to create the content that would fool social networks in promoting their own candidates and, in some cases, into spreading lies to the detriment of their opponents. So to say that, friends, Obama is the only and the first in line of politicians who will grab social media and seek to create social change with that very tool. Obama doesn't have the support that he and the media claim that he has. He never has, friends. Rather, he is merely using the tactic of his mentor, Saul Alinsky, who infamously wrote in Rules for Radicals, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Let me say that again. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. That's how this administration operates. And this is why it's so important for those of us in the media to get the truth out as best as we can. But America, you must respond. And the way that we do that is by utilizing all the tools in our arsenal. And you, the people, are vital in the resource, in that endeavor. And friends, what I say here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com is this. Hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given to you. Yesterday I was talking to my wife on the way back home from a Christmas show that we went to see. And I said, it really comes down to this. No matter how much pondering or muttering or thought that I put into what's going on in this country, I have to come back and agree with Edmund Burke when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Friends, it's simply put, just that. Our future's up to us.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump on, now is the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, isn't it interesting that during the Revolutionary War, that it was 13 colonies along with 56 men that stood against a tyrant named King George? You can read the account if you'd like. Go ahead and read the Declaration of Independence. But isn't it interesting that less than 3% of the population was used to deal with the British Empire? God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority. Matter of fact, I just read the book of Judges this morning, and it was the story of Gideon. And the Lord said that, listen, Gideon, I'm going to send you, and you're going to go deal with the Midianites, the oppressors, those that oppress you, that steal from you, that lie from you, that kill. You know, John 10:10, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. See how that works? And we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And see, it's the faith of the Son of God within us that overcomes the world. See, we're made more than conquerors, friends. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, right? Now, I'm saying that for this very purpose. Isn't it interesting that the Lord broke down the numbers with Gideon to deal with the Midianites from 22,000, then to 10,000, and the Lord said, that's still too many people. He said that's too many people because I don't want them to say that it was within their power to do what they did by destroying the Midianites, by having a great number. Because the Bible tells us that no flesh should glory in the presence of the Lord. In other words, it all belongs to him. You might want to ask David about that when he counted his armies. But my point, friends, is the Lord broke it down from 22,000 to 10,000. That was still too many, so the Lord ended up breaking it down in number to 300. And isn't it interesting that in this country that there is 300,000 pulpits that remain silent in this country that give way to the enemy? Instead of actually playing the shepherd and protecting the sheep, it's these 300 through their silence that open the way for the wolves to devour the sheep. See, and I'm here for the very purpose of countering the spineless hirelings that you see in the pulpits that are failing to preach God's word. I'm here to tell you that we don't take our counsel from our fears. I'm here to tell you that, again, what Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, he was the guy that went and confronted the Adolf Hitler, Third Reich, that prophet of God. And he was the one that said, he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. But he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, even standing up against tyrants. And isn't it also interesting, friends, that we hail these prophets of God for standing up and doing what the masses fail to do? And that men stand back and they give these men accolades. I remember when I first got saved, the first message that I ever preached was, and of course this was 20 years ago, so I was fresh out of the world, but what I named this particular sermon, and this is what kept coming out of me, it's got to suck to be a spectator. Why is it that so many people in this country want to sit on the benches and tell the football teams or their favorite team of choice as to how they're to play the game? Why don't you get on the field for yourself and find out if God is Lord? Because, friends, I'll tell you what, it may be surreal to some, but it's very real to us that are in the battle. There's too many people sitting on the sidelines, sitting on the benches, talking about what needs to get done. As a matter of fact, I just seen a post this morning. Oh, it's about someone looked at one of our articles on Sons of Liberty Media. Oh, it's about it's about time somebody did something about what's going on. It's like, well, are you on the same boat? What happened to we the people? What happened to the love? You know, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Where is that love, America, that used to look out for one another? You know, we know that the two commandments, which hinge the moral law of God, not the ceremonial law, that's been done away with in Christ. But interestingly enough, the Lord is one God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, okay, I get it. So in other words, if you don't have the ability to properly love your brother until you receive the love of God that's been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto you, Romans 5:5. Exactly. If I don't love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, the author and the finisher of my faith, I cannot love my brothers and sisters properly. And what's missing in this country is love for God. And how do I know that? Because I see very little love for man. I see everybody looking out for themselves. I see everybody in this country loving the freedoms that so many fought, bled, and died in the natural to give them. But they're so very, very far and few between that are actually willing to stand up and do what needs to be done to preserve for our posterity what our forefathers sacrificed on our behalf. But just think about that. Going back to my point, Gideon had 300 men. And is that ironic, friends, that less than 3% of the population was used to give unto us what we have 238 years later, the longest standing constitution in modern history? Is it not bizarre that there's 300,000 pulpits in America? And if the 300,000 pulpits in America actually stood up and loved God enough to obey Him, do you think that we would be where we're at today? No way. But what's become the leaders of the faith is the political movement in this country. And I want to say this. Let me do my best to bring this into perspective. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, said John Adams, the second president. When that goes, all goes. Now what we have is we have corruption in government because we have corruption in the church. So now that the church in America has become a reproach, and rightfully so in so many different ways, let me tell you firsthand, now people are looking to their politicians to actually lead the way. And see, that's all by design, but again, we can blame nobody but ourselves for forsaking our first love. Instead of keeping our eye on the author and the finisher of our faith, we've given our eye to wander to whatever might be, according to the masses, the way to go. And what we need to do is we need to get back to the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, I want to say that to say this because I'm setting up my next point. When you look at what's going on in this country concerning amnesty again, going to the president of the United States, this corrupt administration through and through, their wound is incurable, friends. And the only answer that you have is the enforcement of law against their crimes. That's called justice to establish righteousness. Read Isaiah 51. But when you look at what's going on concerning this administration, we've seen that this administration was spanked. And by the way, friends, I don't care if they were Republican or Democratic. Again, we have one Constitution. What I care about is what's right and what's wrong. And where it's wrong, we deal with it. That's what American people do. That's what patriots do. They uphold dying laws. But when you've seen that he got spanked a couple weeks ago, the first thing that this defiant devil did was stand up in front of the American people and say, you know what, we're going to have amnesty by Christmas time. Okay? Now, when I go to the Constitution again, showing you the straight sticks, so it shows you the diversion concerning the men that pervert the Constitution, and rightly said was Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, he was right when he said, we're not to throw off the Constitution, we're to throw off those that pervert the Constitution. Article 2, Section 4, the President, the Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, so the smallest infraction or violation of law. When I go over to another portion of the Constitution, which preceded that, it is actually Article 1, Section 3, and it tells us in detail that the Senate shall have the sole purpose, I'm sorry, the sole, not sole purpose, but the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation, which they've already violated, friends. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. And no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. And what president actually went through that process? Bill Clinton. And what was that about? It wasn't about Monica Lewinsky, friends. It was about Chinagate. He was actually giving military secrets over to your sworn enemies, namely the Chinese, friends. That's what that was about. But again, the state-run, state-controlled media didn't want you to know what it was really about because they didn't want you to throw your hands up in the air and actually hold them accountable. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment. I love this. This is what America doesn't realize. Trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. Did you hear what I just told you, friends? I just got done telling you that governments and those that represent we the people in this government, that they are not above the law. And if they violate the law, even to a misdemeanor, friends, they are to be held accountable. Now, what we see across the land today, we just heard from none other than Mr. Trey Gowdy. Again, here's another Daryl Issa. Everybody's standing back and saying, hey, if nobody can do it, these two can. Well, folks, whatever happened to Fast and Furious? They're kicking the can down the road. It shows you that these are compromised men. Whatever happened to the Benghazi investigation? They're kicking the can down the road. Whatever happened to, well, let's just name a plethora of the violations of law concerning this criminal administration.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Now, it's interesting, friends, when you look at, again, what I just made reference to concerning the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 3, and then going over and talking about the impeachment and the infringements or the infractions or the violations of law, which, by the way, is the definition of sin, 1 John 3:4, in Article 2, Section 4. You know, we go over to the Trey Gowdy's of the world, and one's got to ask the question, wait a second, Trey, what happened to all those investigations that you were actually to head up? What's become of them? What about the IRS investigation? What about contempt of court concerning that criminal attorney general, Eric Holder, by Daryl Issa? Or Issa? What happened to all those investigations? See, they appease you for a moment. And after they appease you, they just in hope that you will forget about what they're actually doing. Then they go on to the next violation, and then to the next violation, and to the next violation. And they, of course, want the American people to get worn down so that they just say, well, there's nothing we can do about it, as they throw their hands up into the air. Now, going back to this topic, as I was talking about right before the last break here, friends, GOP Congressman Trey Gowdy is certain that impeaching President Barack Hussein Obama over a potential immigration executive order would be ill-advised. Why? Because that would make Vice President Joe Biden the new president. I want you to listen to his thought life. I want you to listen to his rationale. Friends, because that would make Vice President Joe Biden the new president? No, friends, I'm talking about holding the whole criminal administration accountable to the laws that they have violated. Now, again, for why that might be, you know, we can just simply go to some of their own and they'll tell on themselves, because we know that Senator John Glenn himself said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws that we pass around here. Friends, they're not laws. They're policies. And what they do is they frame laws by mischief. Read Psalm 94. See, again, the Word of God. This is why it's the great obstacle to criminals. This is why they hate the Word, the Bible. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, friends. But again, going back to Congressman Trey Gowdy, because that would make Vice President Joe Biden the new president. You mean just go ahead and let a couple million illegal aliens loose in America? I mean, let's not hold the President of the United States accountable. Oh, and do forget, friends, that the President of the United States and his criminal administration also loosed criminal illegal aliens from prison in the United States onto the streets to infiltrate, to spoil, to criminalize the populace in this country. Now, asked Friday by a reporter whether impeachment felt like a viable option for Republicans outraged by the president's executive lawmaking, Gowdy was dismissive, delivering a pithy one-liner in response. Have you met Joe Biden? Is this a joke? Is this a game, Trey? Who are you working for, brother, from another mother? The lawmaker continued, nobody's discussing impeachment. By the way, let me define that for you real quick. The lawmaker, incongruent with God's moral law, continued, nobody's discussing impeachment. First of all, impeachment is a punishment, not a remedy. Oh, let me ask you something, goofball. What is vengeance? Vengeance is what? It's bringing forth justice upon crime. That is a punishment. And that does bring forth the remedy if you get to the other end of it and establish righteousness. Listen to what he said. First of all, impeachment is not a punishment. It is a remedy. It's both. Justice is taking vengeance upon crime, friends. And second of all, the only people who want to talk about impeachment are the president's allies. What? Where are you at, dude? Now, this is conservative. This is a conservative reporter going back and forth, toying and playing with the liberties of the American people, Trey Gowdy, and it was none other than Bill O'Reilly. I wish that joker would pull me up on his show for 5 minutes. Because he always has people on his show that he can trample upon, or that he can become more than the conqueror concerning those that he's debating with. And folks, that's all it is a debate. And without fail, the conservatives, none other than the conservatives, they do a great job of debating away the pith and marrow of who we are as a country. Matter of fact, speaking of Bill O'Reilly and Fox, we just found out last week that Fox News is actually supporting the homosexual propagandists. Majorly. Not just by chance, not inadvertently, but purposely. So, when this reporter suggested that impeachment talks are just bait, Republicans like Gowdy intend not to take. He said, I'm not going to take it because I've met Joe Biden. He reiterated, the congressman did. I want you to listen to the rationale of this individual who should know better. I wonder if it was Trey Gowdy or Daryl Issa. I wonder if it was his son that, well, they were taken out during one of these contrived unconstitutional wars. Or I wonder if it was one of their sons or their daughters that was taken out in Benghazi or Fast and Furious. I wonder if they would just stand down and make light of it. If it actually cost them something. Because I personally, for one, friends, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to the best that you have in this country. In this particular situation here with Gowdy and Bill O'Reilly, namely Fox News and America's Best, they prove my point to a T again, over and over and over and over again. Michael Peruca, who is a presidential candidate for the Constitution Party in 2004, he said this to me. He said, Bradley, he said that if Jesus was in the room, with a bunch of conservatives. And he said, and Ronald Reagan walked in, he said Jesus would be standing there by himself. And that's exactly right. How America sells itself short. I say to America, what are you going to do when there's no more talk, there's no more debate left? Who are you going to call upon? What are you going to do then, friends? I'm curious. Who are you going to call out unto? Who are you going to look to? Who are you going to look to as your rock and your refuge? Because Scripture tells us under judgment, that's exactly what the Lord told Jeremiah, as a matter of fact. He said, don't pray for them anymore. They're going into judgment. And at this point, there's nothing they can do. Now go back and ask them, Jeremiah, who are they going to call upon? Because I'm not going to answer. America, that's the next stages that we're going into in this country. I told you weeks ago, about 3 weeks, two, 3 weeks ago, we're going into another level of intensity. And what do we have? Just over the weekend, we have an imam praying on the introduction of, again, none other than the Republican and their best, Mr. John Boehner, who's treasonous towards his own country, his own people, because he's treasonous towards his God. We see how a woman in a church that was praying in the name of Jesus was stopped, but the Muslims, they could go on in a Christian church with their prayer. I know many people think, Bradley, it doesn't really matter. There's nothing we can do. Oh, there is something that we can do. But I want to say to those that do nothing when they should do something, prepare to meet your God, because the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 50, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. It's time for you to wake up and respond. And I'm not pleading with you anymore. I'm telling you now, America, you're getting yourself into the position where you don't have an option. And don't wait until the plane goes down before you start crying out. Because, folks, we can still get that plane to land the way it's supposed to land if we really mean what we say. I'm sick and tired of the Gaudis. I'm sick and tired of the ISIS and ISIS, because that's the best that America's got, and they are failing the people at every step. And that is exactly why the Lord said, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. How many of you out there actually believe the God of Gideon? Because I do. He doesn't need a majority to prevail. He just needs a minority. Just ask John Knox, he who went to the face of the enemy, when he said that a man with God is always in the majority. Folks, we need to get back to who we are and where it is that we came from. And for the most part, I know my generation didn't know it, but I also know this on the counter. God has not left himself without witness. Every hotel room that you go to, every household for the most part in this country has a Bible. It's time that you open it up and read it. Stand on it, say, Lord, you're right, I'm wrong. Draw a circle around yourself and say, revive everything inside of this circle, because I'm not leaving until you do. And remember this, friends, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of them. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.